Welcome to Belinda Audio's recording of Lulu Bell and Her Bones. Written by Vashti Farah and read by Nikki Talacco. Bones. The Dowager Duchess of Daftby Dingleby had a lapdog. Her name was Lulu Bell, and her job was to sit on the Duchess's lap and keep her company. Lulu Bell had been with the Duchess ever since she was a tiny puppy. In all that time, she'd never seen another dog. She'd long since forgotten her father and mother and brothers and sisters, and now she believed she was a human being. A short one, with four legs and a tail. When they drove out together through the village of Daftby Dingleby, villagers would bow as the coach rolled by. If the Duchess happened to spot a mangy dog, she would cover Lulu Bell's eyes so she wouldn't catch sight of the ugly brute. The Duchess showered Lulu Bell with presents. She gave her a velvet cushion to sleep on, a fur rug to keep her warm, a golden ball at Christmas, and for her birthday, a real diamond collar to show she belonged to a Duchess. They ate breakfast together, lunch together, and dinner together. The Duchess always chose the tenderest morsels for Lulu Bell. She even allowed her onto the table to nibble at leftovers. One afternoon, in late autumn, the Dowager Duchess dozed off over her embroidery and began to snore. Lulu Bell fell asleep too, dreaming of a sumptuous feast with mounds of pheasant and partridge and grouse piled on a golden platter. The dream seemed so real she could almost smell the aroma of roasting meat. Lulu Bell's nose twitched, and she woke with a start to discover the aroma was real.